This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on the 7-5 Radio, live on the Libby News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org, number 75radio.org. Walter, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Doing pretty well, my friend, doing pretty well. I'm here at Southern Middle Tennessee Radio Studios. I came in a little while ago, and I brought my new friend that I introduced on Facebook earlier this week, my puppy, Sharona.
Oh, what kind of name is Sharona?
I guess you got to be an ageist guy to understand that one.
Well, the song My Sharona came out by The Knack in 1979.
Yeah, no,
moving
okay.
Right along.
All right.
All right. So you name your dog after a pop song from 1979.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
You're gonna do something about it. You want to do something about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
I get my limo driver to drive me to DC, and I'll bring Sharona.
I tell you what, I'll trade Sharona for my wife.
Nah, I like this bitch.
All right, moving right along. Special shout out and special hello to the men and the woman from the Yonanassis New York Fire Department with Chief Little Billy Keebler. Hopefully, the meth labs stay quiet for the time being. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately for this week, we have no names to read off. Stay safe out there, ladies and gentlemen, that protect us. Anyways, next order of business, I want to talk about the so-called conservative media. I got a whole lot to talk about, especially this local story that went national, but, you know, if you go on our website, I say, like, we are the resistance, including myself. We are the few people fighting the Terminators that you see in the movies. We are not rhinos if we even belong to a political party. And we're certainly not conservatives. And our enemies want us either enslaved or dead. Now, we used to look towards 6:30 a.m. or 105.9 FM WMAL for our inspiration, our margin, and our marching orders. Not anymore. WMAL does have some conservative hosts, but is not a conservative radio station. Years ago, WMAL pulled Michael Savage off its airwaves with no explanations, despite great ratings. Savage was not only syndicated by Cumulus Media. Cumulus Media owns WMAL, so Cumulus Media was paying Michael Savage not to broadcast on the air. WMAL put on this guy, Larry O'Connor, to replace Savage years ago, but O'Connor is more suited for late and easy music. I talked to my friend about Larry O'Connor. He thought Larry O'Connor was gay. Larry O'Connor, before he became a radio personality, he worked in the theater business, the Broadway musical type business. Enough said about that. But O'Connor now has the morning shift. And on this particular radio station, this particular show, he always has a female host. Never has a male host. It's always a female host. And these females are interchangeable. They're very forgettable, not very good. Of course, they wouldn't last here on 7-5 Radio. One morning he's with a young lady named Amber Athey. Athey tweeted during the Joe Biden State of the Union that the vice president, Kamala Harris, looked like a UPS driver wearing an awful-looking brown outfit, and asked, "What can Brown do for you?" on Twitter, Nothing. And some of you can remember a couple years ago, What Can Brown Do For You was a slogan for United Parcel Service. So anyways, the left does what the left does and tries to get AT fired. Cumulus Radio listens to the woke crazy mob who does not listen to the personalities and does not patronize its sponsors, and fired this young lady who just tweeted out something. She didn't say any of the dirty words on radio or FCC license station, anything like that. She just tweeted, asked a question about a UPS slogan because the vice president looked like somebody who worked for UPS. But anyways, these are not isolated incidents. Cumulus told its personalities a couple years ago not to claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Now, Mark Levin had no issues, as his shows used to sell books. Also, Cumulus told its staff and personalities to get vaccinated. Now, Dan Bongino does his show from a remote location in Florida. He has little to no contact with anybody. His producer is, like us, at another location in another state. But he refused, and luckily, Cumulus blinked. Now, for those in Washington, D.C. who want to listen to some conservative talk radio, there is 570 AM WWRC, but the station has Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, and Sean Hannity. And again, not very conservative, but there is a conservative outlet in D.C., none other than 75 Radio. Now, we are no holds barred. We talked about the things other people cannot talk about. We use language normal people use. For the most part, some of us go above and beyond that statement. And we don't use our airtime to sell books or squeeze yet another commercial during the broadcast. You know, our issues are your issues. I live in the area. Walter is in his Southern Command in Tennessee. I have a mortgage. I still have public schools. And I go to the public school board meetings. And I'm stuck in traffic on the Beltway. But now some of you critics will say, well, Scoob, you weren't on any station in D.C. Well, and if you were, you'd probably get banned on WMAL. But anyways, once again, you're hearing us live on Liberty News Radio Network, all its affiliates, Roku. We're also all over podcast, Spotify, and also telephone landlines at 631-359-6397. So those in D.C. looking for some conservative talk radio, you found it already. Well, what say you about conservative talk radio dying in D.C.?
Well, I thought O'Connor was dead. You know, I didn't know he moved to the mornings. Anyway. All right, let's start with the UPS driver. I mean, right. Listen, you know, she wears a UPS outfit and Chuck Taylor's. So, you know, where did she get the Chuck Taylors from? She got them from Muggsy Bogues. she definitely couldn't wear Rodman's shoes, but I'm sure she could find someplace else for Rodman.
Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about another so-called conservative media outlet, why they get me pissed off. Also, we say goodbye to a real, true conservative and brother in arms. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. We are Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop's name on 7-5 Radio. Anyways, another so-called conservative news outlet that really grinded my gears this week is none other than Fox News, once again. Anyways, in 2014, News 12 New York reporter Sean Bergen made international headlines reporting on the murder of Jersey City police officer Melvin Santiago. Now, we here at Liberty News Radio scooped up Sean as fast as we could. James Edwards and I were stoked that we were able to get Sean Bergen to join us, but we were hoping he would be picked up by Fox News or some other media outlet to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars. But Sean's experience includes 10 years as a reporter in the biggest market in America, reporting on the murders of Detectives Lou and Ramos before all other media outlets outside the New York City area. We spoke with Jim Lancia on the Pulse nightclub shooting as mainstream media buried the story because you had a Muslim go into his gay nightclub and start shooting because the people in the nightclub were gay, and that went against his personal beliefs. Also, just before Donald Trump got elected, Sean came on the political cesspool with Sam Bushman to talk about inauguration, and James Edwards said, you know what, you guys take over, I'll just sit here and listen. Sean is a crack reporter, he's very intelligent, he is very prepared, and most of all, he's one of the nicest people I've ever had the pleasure to meet. But take a look at Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner was the face of America in the 1976 Olympics, winning a gold medal and earning a spot on the Wheaties box. Since 1976, he's been a grade D actor, appearing on such television shows as Chips. And he also acted with Master Thespians, known as the Village People, in some piece of crap movie nobody remembers. He was also in a reality show with the Kardashian family, which also pile of crap. Then, as a Social Security recipient, he decides he wants go from male to female and wants the whole world to know. So what does Fox News do? They hire Bruce Jenner as a correspondent or a contributor. Now, I talked about this last week that Jenner was on the show as a contributor. I thought it was a one and done deal on the Hannity show, but nope. It turns out Fox went to Bruce Jenner, I refuse to call him Caitlin, and asked him, would you like to be a contributor to Fox News Channel? And he said yes. But one thing that Jenner has above or over Sean Bergen and the entire number of people at Liberty News Radio Network that was in the military and was in law enforcement, that Jenner has a higher kill rate than all of us combined. Now, unfortunately, the person killed in action was an innocent civilian behind an automobile in a horrific accident. So, again, Fox Rock uniform to Fox News, you get this freakazoid who's been hiding out for years to come out as a contributor for I don't know what reason other than to push this garbage agenda on us. Meanwhile, you got great people such as Sean Bergen, and you leave in the dust Well, what say you about Fox News going to hell?
Well, you know, I don't watch it. I haven't watched it since the fixed election, and because right after the fixed election, you know, they seem to change a little bit. Not so much in platform, more in the way they word things to be less offensive to the left. Except Greg Gutfeld, but then you know, Greg Gutfeld has become, you know, nothing but a B-rated stand-up comedian on the show. He used to make sense, and now it's, you know, he makes less sense than Joe Biden himself. So not that I don't like Greg. For some reason, he changed. The other thing about Jenner coming on as a correspondent, you know, running for Congress or governor out in California didn't pan out. And they needed to put Jenner somewhere where there was conservatives, because Jenner is a conservative, you know, being a registered Republican. Jenner is just another one of those people that Fox attracted, so another group of people can be attracted to Fox, if that made sense to anybody out there. But then again, you know, they had that show, The Kardashians, and Jenna was, you know, front and center for a lot of it before Jenna grew, you know, the hair real long and stuff like that. But wouldn't it be something if this was all just an act by Bruce Jenner, you know, and pushing the LGBTQ thing and just laughing like hell at everybody, you know, every evening when he takes his makeup off and his fake breasts? That would be something. But, you know, Fox has just gone down the tubes. Jesse Waters, I don't know him personally. Some of the satirical quips that he does, you know, are okay. But he sits there with that spit-eating grin on his face all the time when he's talking about it, you know, whatever he's talking about. You know, it's usually Biden or Pelosi or Peppermint Patty. So, you know, he's smiling like he knows something we don't. And that's what the liberals have been doing for years, you know, led by Nancy Pelosi. There's always something that they try to persuade us that they know something that we don't. And what they don't realize is that, you know, their days are numbered. And, you know, Fox is, I think Fox is helping in a weird way, you know, like what I just said a few minutes ago about attracting somebody who can attract another group of people, you know, towards, you know, the conservative side. And I think that's might be Fox's plan. But, you know, like I told Sue yesterday, I mean, Ann yesterday, it you know, the midterm elections, don't blink. You know, they're coming up very quickly. We're already, you know, through the first week of April. And, you know, in 6 short months, it is, you know, demolition day for the conservatives to try and take over the House. So don't blink. It's going to get good.
Right. But anyway, some more sad news in conservative media. Our buddy Patrick Ryan has called today as a broadcaster. I don't know why he decided to hang it up. I'm not going to guess or speculate. I'm not going to say because of this and everything, because simply I don't know. Myself and our buddy Stas reached out to him, but he has not returned any correspondence. But anyways, Pat, are you a huge leap going from corporate radio to it becoming an independent podcaster? But he is the shot in arm that AM radio and the conservative movement needs. Anyways, I first heard Pat on the festival screen about black criminality, and I was hooked. And I had him as I guess him on 75 Radio, and myself, James, Keith, and Jim Lanson all appeared on his show many more than once. But anyways, the quote I took from Pat was, "Radio is corporately owned, corporately subsidized, and government approved." But again, it pissed me off that to no end that people like Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager all have well-paying gigs, but yet will not talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They don't want to talk about crime out of control, failing schools, and illegitimacy. They just all blame Democrats. But, you know, the Democrat Party's not going around the city just shooting up people and killing people. But anyways, that's why it's so important to support shows like ours. Support Sunfire Radio. Support the Cesspools. Support Liberty Roundtable. Support the Southern Sense podcast, or a podcast that you agree with that's conservative. But no network will put us on their forum because we are so honest. Well, could you imagine Sean Hannity coming out one night telling his audience, well, black people are overwhelmingly responsible for crime in the inner city? What would happen if he said that?
I was head handed to him, I guess.
Right. But anyways, yeah, he'd be off the show. But anyways, good news is that Walter appeared on Southern Sense Radio with our buddy Ann Ubellis, who also appeared on Liberty Roundtable this morning. And for Warmont Act, Walter had none other than Andrew Giuliani, because before him it was really a hoot. And what's funny is that both Ann and Giuliani both appear on this show, and will appear again sooner than later. How was appearing on Southern Sense Radio?
Well, it was great. Had a little glitch in the connection in the beginning, and by the time I got on air, I heard Andrew signing off of his segment, and that he said that he missed me.
Oh, anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about a church fasting from whiteness. This is Sunfire Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. There were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed in a crash Saturday morning. He was struck by a vehicle in Florida where he was training with teammates. The Ohio State standout signed with the Steelers last season after two seasons with the Washington Commanders. Actor Will Smith has been banned for 10 years from the Oscars and other activities of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The punishment comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock following a joke at the expense of wife and fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. The Academy said in a statement that the Oscars were meant to be a celebration, but was overshadowed by Smith's unacceptable and harmful behavior. Smith says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. Wall Street had its first losing week in about a month. For the week, the Dow fell 97 points, the Nasdaq down 551 points, a 4% loss. The S&P 500 was off 58. Year to date, all of the major indexes remain down. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. The number 7-5radio.org. Walt, you hear the headlines? Will Smith can't go to the Oscar ceremony for 10 years?
Well, yeah, I saw that, and I made a post when I heard it that, you know, knowing these leftist celebrities, in 11 years when he shows up, they'll give him a standing ovation.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like telling me I can't attend a union meeting for 10 years. Okay, I'm still going to get a paycheck. I mean, Smith is still worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but who cares? But anyways, next order of business, talking about God's house. There's a suburban church outside Chicago in a very well-to-do area. The First United Church of Oak Park, Illinois, will be refraining from using church songs written by white people. And they put a sign outside the front of the church saying, fasting from whiteness. For whatever reason, this First Baptist Church, well, we all know what the reason is. They just hate what this hell-hating liberal white people. They will, for the Lenten season, this church in a predominantly upper middle class white neighborhood will not be singing hymns written by white people. Now imagine the First Baptist Church in Bartlett, Tennessee, said, we're fasting from blackness. All hell would break loose. But anyways, these suburban churches are something else. We got them here all over town in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. These churches are in upper middle class, predominantly white neighborhoods. They go woke constantly. They put out signs that says Black Lives Matter, gay's good. They put out rainbows. They support signs that say hate has no home here. Signs supporting legal immigration, illegal immigrants. Catholic Church has practically rolled out the red carpet for these people and become coyotes because people like you and me are saying, you know, hell with the Catholic Church, enough with the sex scandals, enough with the legal immigration, and, you know, we're going to worship the Lord our own way or we go to another church. So anyways, one church in Dayton, Ohio is like this church in Oak Park, Illinois. They got the Black Lives Matter signs out there. But another thing is that these rich white parishioners are going down to Haiti adopting black kids. And it's absolutely disgusting because they're doing the right thing for the wrong reason. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars going down to Haiti, you know, picking out a black child at these orphanages. And then bringing them back home. Meanwhile, in Dayton, Ohio, which is literally down the road from this church, there are thousands of impoverished black kids that would love to move into a home with rich white people. But, you know, in these same churches that go down to Haiti and have Black Lives Matter and all this other foolishness, they don't go into the hood to help these unwed mothers who have lost sons to violence. They don't open a soup kitchen. They don't bring these people out to the suburbs to try to get their lives back together, help them look for jobs, help them get off drugs, or get them out of the cold. But they do support Black Lives Matter. And, of course, the worst part about this is that they push an anti-God agenda in the house of God. And, you know, with Dylann Roof, you know, I have – besides him murdering 9 people, he does it under false pretenses in God's house. And, you know, these people are going to have to answer why they're doing this, you know, in God's house. There's a clip on YouTube. I forgot who posted it, but they had this tranny running around with little kids in promoting the transgender agenda in a church. And, you know, you're not going to see this in synagogues. You're not going to see this in mosques, but only churches. And, again, people, you got to wake up. You know, when you go to church and you see Black Lives Matter out front and it's not in the hood, change churches. Well, what say you about these pinko, commie, God-hating churches?
I think it sucks. This is so stupid. You know, this is so ridiculous this is. This is how I'm going to put it. All right. And you said it yourself a minute ago. God's house. And let me tell you something. God was in the house when I was a kid. God stopped being in God never entered some of these houses that we have running today that are claiming to be God's house. You know, between here and New York, I've been to more than a handful of churches, funerals, weddings, you know, something that would have a priest, a preacher, or a reverend up front, okay? And in the past 20, 25 years, each and every one has to spew out what they interpret a scripture is, okay? They'll say the scripture, and then they follow with what that means is, and they give you their own interpretation when you already know what the scripture means because it's in the Bible. God is not going to put nothing in the Bible that you're not going to understand. I don't need this two-bit person, including this new church with the Serenity Whiteness, whatever the hell they're trying to celebrate. You know, you don't need these people coming to explain what God wants. Just read the Bible, people, or the Quran, whatever your established religion is, read it. But this newfangled nonsense, you know, it's like Forrest Gump said, you know, life is, some of these churches are like a box of chocolates, man. You never know what you're going to get when you go in one. And it is so redundant to have these upper class, like you said, upper class white people going to adopt poor Haitian kids for the sake of adopting poor Haitian kids because it's the political correct thing to do, or it's going to make them feel better. You know, it just doesn't make sense. So what's happening is we have, you know, if they want to adopt somebody, hell, you know, adopt, you know, somebody in America, for Christ's sake, or sponsor somebody from the United States. Leave the foreign adoptions to these celebrities, you know, like what's her name, Angelina Jolie and yep, and Brad Pitt, you know. So, you know, it's, you know, it's fine if they want to do it, but, you know, do it for the right reason, because you want to love a child and the child doesn't have anything. I remember now, you know, I'm probably going to get an email or two on this, where people were going to foreign countries and they weren't really adopting children. They were buying them to bring them to the States, and they had families and parents and stuff, but they were so poor that they had to sell the kids. I hope that's not the same thing going on in Haiti, because I haven't heard anything that there are, you know, homeless kids walking around waiting to be adopted in the ghettos in Haiti. So, you know, people out there that might be listening, don't fall into this stuff. You know, it's like calling up the psychic network. It's just a guess. It's entertainment is what it is. And frankly, it's freaking bad entertainment. It's bad entertainment. If you want to adopt somebody from another country, adopt it because you can't have kids and you really want a family and that's how you want to do it. Don't do it because it's the right political thing to do. So you can say so at the next cocktail party, oh, I adopted two kids from Haiti. You know, it's just awful that this church is denouncing, you know, its own heritage of Anglo-Saxonism, if that's a word. And yeah, it is a word, because I just said it.
Right. And here's another thing. Not to interrupt you. It was, but you know, if you think about it, look at all the missionaries. Missionaries came from Europe. They went to the Middle East. They went to Africa. They went to Asia. They went to South America. They came to America, brought Christianity with them. But now, you know, it's all white people. You don't see Africans
going to Europe to spread the word of Christ. But sorry to interrupt. Go right ahead.
No, you hit the ball on the bat. It just it's gone too far. You know, like I said, you know, every town, two or three churches are popping up, or alleged churches, with these interpretations of what the Bible says.
Right. But anyways, well, we're coming up. This is the fastest radio show anywhere. Coming up next, we got a special celebration. Stay tuned, everybody. Take it away, boys.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour in radio because we couldn't even get to Mayor Eric Adams. What an absolute disappointment he is. But anyway, check us out, 7-5radio.org. Talk about how he stick his nose in Florida. Meanwhile, his own city's turned into Mad Max escapes from New York. But anyways, this week is a special celebration. We celebrate 4 years on Liberty News Radio Network. That's right, 4 years of 7-5 Radio. What happened was Jim Lancia, who I actually spoke today, I hope he is having a safe trip down to Florida, decided he wanted to do something else and left. We get rid of Red 42 or just put that to sleep. And Walter was a guest on the Political Cesspool twice, and I spoke to him. I said, "Walt, I got this opportunity. I'd love to do a show." He was like, "Okay." And I said, "Listen, I want to call it 7-5 Radio or Radio 7-5, but I don't want to talk about the movie The 7-5 all the time. We're not a one-trick pony." He's like, "Exactly." And so for 4 years, that's exactly what we've been doing, is talking about everything but the 7-5 movie. Now, if there's an issue that came up or a story that comes up that we can relate to our times as members of the service with New York's Finest, then we're going to talk about it. But for the most part, we've been talking about law enforcement issues, current events in our lives that are funny, like Walter's new dog, my wife, who just loves to hate me,
and so on and so forth. But it's been an absolute trip, and you know, we're just getting warmed up. And we, you know, our first show is a little bit rough. We had the music from Red 42 because I couldn't get the music collections to Sam Bushman in time. So we had Red 42 and James Edwards introducing myself and Jim Lance, which is funny. But no, I can't do a top 10 list because, again, it's just so much happened in 4 short years. But you know, I attend CPAC as a credentialed member of the media. Also, I was denied credentials as a member of the media at CPAC. Like I said before, we had a love-hate relationship with CPAC. Some years they love us, some years they hate us. Anyways, I attended a truck protest on Constitution Avenue a couple years ago. This year they had another trucker protest, but I couldn't get a hold of the gentleman from the trucker protest I was putting it on. Mike Landis was his name. Also, we attended an impromptu memorial for Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Supreme Court wearing a Confederate flag bandana. Yep, that's right. Old Scoop is at the Supreme Court building, outside the Supreme Court, where all these leftist pinko American hate phonies flying the stars and bars. Also, we got involved in the Topless Outlaw Racing through our buddy, the not-so-sexy intern Mike Guerin, which has been an absolute blast. Mike and Walter went to the race, found a young man, Jeff Jackson, who now has our name on the side of his car. But in terms of guests, we had some greats. We had Andrew Wilkow from Sirius XM, impromptu interview. We had Charles Moskowitz. We had Brandon Tatum. We had Lionel Black Roseman Harris, who not only came on as a guest, but actually hosted a show. We had the Radio Chickadee Ann Ubliss, who was on a couple weeks ago, whose podcast Walter was on yesterday. And we had J.B. Gunner, Larry Ray Harden, who broke the news about the Afghan refugees in Rota, Spain, most stopping grounds. And we had the legendary Cal Thomas, who told me to get my kids in private school. And I'm still working on that. Then we had retired Officer Joe Johnson from the 401, the infamous Fort Apache in the Bronx. And we had Mike Dowd and Adam Diaz from Walter's old stomach grounds. But anyways, I want to thank the family, including Andrew Giuliani, who not only came on as a panelist when two officers were shot and killed up in Harlem, but he came on as a fill-in co-host, Walter, while you were sick. And I told his people, I said, listen, I want him on. It's not going to be a gag thing or just a one-time thing. He's coming on as a legitimate co-host. And he came on and killed it. So that made me step up my game. Andrew Giuliani, also much love and thanks to Sam Bushman, our wonderful engineer in Florida, James Edwards, Sean Berg, and Jim Lancia, our not-so-sexy intern Mike Guerin, and everybody else who I can't remember. And, of course, you, Walter, you are the anchor of the show. I love coming on every single Saturday just to talk to you. I mean, it's like a kind of, it's therapy for me. It's a lot cheaper and I actually get results because, well, as you know, most of these therapists, counselors, whatever, are just full of crap. But anyways, finally, I want to thank you, the fans. You are out there. And you listen, and you you spread the word as best as you can, because a couple weeks ago I talked to somebody about getting 75 Radio on their platform, and well, look how far that went. And you know, honestly, for me, every time I hear the opening song, How Many More Times by Led Zeppelin, I still get goosebumps. I still look forward to doing this. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this. If you told me 25 years ago over at East 20th Street, where the old police academy was at, it's like, yeah, you're going to be doing a radio show with one of the guys involved with Michael Dowd. I always said, you're out of your cotton picking mind. But, you know, look how far we went. Walt, what say you about for our 4-year anniversary? Oh, Walt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Right. I was just messing around on the phone. While I was kind of listening to you. Yeah, It's been 4 years. You know, like I told Annie yesterday, I said, it's been 4 years. Feels like 11 with Scoop. But all in all, I also told her that we had a great show yesterday, you know, talking for about 20 minutes, and we weren't interrupted by Scoop. But, it's been cool. You know, we've had ups and downs in the world over the past 4 years, and each and every one that we came up against, we handled it. Good, bad, or indifferent. We've had some good reviews on our show. We've had some people who criticize, and that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But in the 4 years that I've been doing this with Scoop and the rest of the crew out there in Memphis and on Liberty News Radio, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy about the last 4 years. I think I've come a long way as far as knowledge goes in current events, from just like what we're talking about, from church to state. You learn something new every day about people that are striving and people that are starving. And we try to help everybody and make sure everybody gets a mention, that's worth being mentioned. I know we talked about, what's his name? Will Smith and Niobe earlier in the show, and we won't mention them for another 10 years because that's when they'll be back at the Oscars. We've come a long way. We've had some fantastic hosts. Andy Giuliani now has become, more than a voice on the radio. He's become a friend. And that includes all the other people that we've had on the show, and it's too many to mention. We're not here to try to win an Oscar. We're not here to try to win an Emmy. We're not here to try to win any damn thing. What we're here to do is try to bring you the best radio that we can. And we say what's on our mind and try to figure out what's on other people's minds that says nonsense that we have to deal with day in and day out. So I just want to thank everybody for sticking with me these last 4 years.
Right. But anyways, and I know we're going to continue to improve the show, and we're going to do a better show. Every single week we try to do a better show from the last one. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to get angry. And we're going to do what we do best, piss people off. We are the radio show that does not play nice. When you hear James Edwards says, this is the show to break your neck if your neck needs breaking, we mean it, folks. Because unlike Larry O'Connor and all these other people on AM Talk Radio, they say one thing, but guess what? As soon as they go off air, they go back to their fortress out in White Landia. We talked about white red people, and we're the people that will get down and dirty. We have been getting down and dirty. We did that in our previous lives in law enforcement, good, bad, and indifferent, and it's just been an absolute blast. Another thing, our guests. We have a short guest list, not because nobody wants to come on our show, because we're very selective who we bring on our show. I could reach out to Lee Zeldin's people, but I don't want him on for a number of reasons. We have Pat Ryan on because he's just an outstanding host, and he did a great show. We had Andrew Giuliani on a number of times. And, in fact, I emailed his campaign person, Heather, who's a very nice lady. I said, we want him on again as a co-host. And, and here's the thing about it. Like, when we have these big-name guests such as Andrew Giuliani or Larry Ray Harden, we put them to work. Larry Ray Harden went to Rota, Spain as a teacher for a college, one of the various colleges out there, and he did his homework and went all over the base to find out what's going on with these Afghan refugees, and he broke the news. You didn't hear about that anywhere but on 7-5 Radio, and that's the radio I love putting on. That's the radio I'm going to continue putting on, and we're going to put on until God calls us home. And, I can't thank everybody enough for all their love and support, and even the hate. If you hate us, let us know, because we'll read it on air. We're at another end of a great show for Walter Youth. This is Beer Scoop Stand, reminding you,
You can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.